futures budged higher to start the week Monday. Although carcass weights will increase seasonally, Darrell Peel expects them to remain lighter year over year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, the 3rd of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on very light demand in Nebraska and at a standstill in all other major feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Cattle futures edged higher Monday with stronger wholesale beef prices and optimism for pushing cash prices higher this week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 53 cents higher, from 7 cents higher in spot August to $1.05 higher at the back. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.54 higher Monday afternoon at $281 a hundredweight. Select was $4.19 higher at $263.38. As for grains, rallying wheat futures led the charge. Corn futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 4 to 6 cents higher through August of 22, and then mostly 11 to 17 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 7,000 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves traded $2 to $5 lower. Feeder steers sold steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, while feeder heifers traded steady to $4 higher. There are 4,295 head on offer. Finally, steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 2,146 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Monday amid slower manufacturing growth and worries about surging Delta COVID-19 infections. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 97 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 8 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 8 points. Cattle carcass weights will rise seasonally the remainder of the year, but are expected to remain lower year over year, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Peel explains lower steer and heifer carcass weights likely reflect several influences, including feedlots becoming more current in marketings, higher feed prices, and perhaps a return to longer-term carcass weight trends. He adds that beef production for the remainder of this year is predicted to be 4 to 5% lower year over year as a result of lower slaughter totals and lighter carcass weights. For the first 28 weeks this year, Peel says average weekly yearling slaughter averaged 501,392 head, fractionally higher than the same period last year. However, he adds that slaughter from Monday through Friday so far this year has averaged 2.7% less than in 2019 and is covered by a 31% increase in Saturday slaughter of steers and heifers. Your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, the 3rd of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.